This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Thanks for tuning in today. It's 5:44. I'm Jennifer Lynn. The U.S. produces more plastic waste than any other country, and the vast majority of it goes to landfills. TerraCycle is a company in New Jersey specifically founded to recycle products that municipal recycling programs cannot handle. WHYY's Alan Yu reports a recent lawsuit shows there are limits to even what a company like TerraCycle can do.
A building near Trenton takes in hundreds of cardboard boxes of trash every day.
Essentially, it's a big inventory landfill, right? Except everything here will be recycled.
This is Kevin Flynn, Global Vice President of Operations at TerraCycle. He reaches up into a pile of boxes and shows me what's on the label.
So in every different box, I can show you here. So this program, this is for the PopSocket cell phone accessories program.
Companies like PopSockets pay TerraCycle. TerraCycle uses that money to hire people to sort through the trash into components that can be recycled. Most of the trash that comes through, like electronics, pens, coffee capsules, is hard to recycle because they are a mix of materials: plastic, electronics, paper. For example, Eric Jenkins is opening box after box of used Yankee candles and separating the glass holders, plastic lids, and everything else into three different boxes. He does this for other products as well.
Through just about like 56 different programs. Rubbermaid, Colgate, I do Burt & Bees, Contex.
Last December, a woman named Jan Dell in California bought a bag of chips with a TerraCycle logo on it, indicating that it could be recycled with the company. She founded The Last Beach Cleanup, a nonprofit working on the plastic waste problem, so she thought she would try to recycle some chip bags.
They were telling everyone that everyone could mail them back for free. They actually couldn't. I got put on 19 wait lists a year ago when I went to sign up for all these different programs.
Eventually, she sued TerraCycle and some of its partner companies like Coca-Cola, Procter & Gamble, Colgate, and Nestle, arguing that the labels were misleading. Those companies settled the lawsuit earlier this month. They agreed to change the labels to show there are limits to how much people can send and that not 100% of the waste can be recycled. TerraCycle says those limits are in place because the companies pay for the cost of recycling, so there is only so much money available. But Dell says this is about something much bigger than misleading labels. She says recycling is a way to deal with waste after it's been produced, and it does not work, especially not for plastic.
Our sinks are overflowing. What do? You don't start bailing. You turn off the flood of waste. And that's true for all types of waste.
The Environmental Protection Agency recently released a national recycling strategy. Dell says that is not a way forward.
1970 called and wants its plan back.
She says one of the very same companies she sued, Nestle, has actually come up with a good short-term solution. Nestle introduced easily recyclable paper packaging for one type of candy in the UK to replace plastic.
And so now Nestle is making that kind of change in London and the UK, and that's what they should do everywhere.
And Tom Zaki, the CEO of TerraCycle, actually agrees with Dell.
The only silver bullet is purchasing less things.
And he says that's why TerraCycle is also working on Loop, a system where people pay a small deposit for reusable glass and metal containers that can be sent back for cleaning and refills, instead of disposable containers that become trash.
If Loop were able to become 100% of the way people purchase, there would be no need for recycling.
But he argues that change does not happen quickly. There were trial programs for the refillable containers in stores in Japan and France, with plans to come to some U.S. grocery stores next year. He says in the meantime, people should keep recycling and pushing for more recyclable products before the ideal future where we produce far less waste to begin with. Alan Yu, WHYY News.